Well, it's exactly now 4:56 a.m. South African time. Beautiful Wednesday morning, especially when we see our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Well, 24th of Safar, 1444. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ustad, it's a beautiful Wednesday morning. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 24th of Safar, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 22, Suratul Hajj, verses 70 and 71. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is addressing every human being, male, female, Muslim, non-Muslim. Alam ta'alam, O human being, don't you know? Anna Allaha ya'alamu ma fi samai wal ard. That Almighty Allah knows everything, whatever is in the celestial creation, in the heavens, in the skies, in the planets, wal ard, whatever is in the terrestrial creation, whether it be the land, whether it be the sand, the jungle, the forest, the oceans. So the knowledge of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is all-embracing, all-encompassing. Absolutely nothing is obscure and hidden from the knowledge of Almighty Allah. Ask any professor, any scientist, how many drops of rain are there falling in this country, that country? Ask them how many leaves on that tree. And you can take millions and billions of examples like that. Only Almighty Allah knows. Today's world, they will tell you it's a mystery. So Almighty Allah knows everything, past, present, and future. Inna dhalika fi kitab. Verily, that is already written and recorded in the book. The book, the Lawh-e Mahfuz. And that is the sacred tablet where everybody, everything's destiny is written, past, present, and future. Inna dhalika ala Allahi yaseer. Verily, that for Almighty Allah is very easy. Inna Allaha ala kulli shayin qadir. He has absolute power over everything. Impossible is for me and you. For Almighty Allah, that does not come. Remember that. He was, he is, he will always be the exclusive Khaliq, the only creator. Me and you, all of us put together, we cannot even create a single fly, as we will discuss in this week here. Chapter 22, verse 73. They can't even create a single fly. Create means from a nothing, a non-entity. Now you make it an entity and put life. You insert the soul, the spirit, and soulman must take place. Till today, no scientist, no professor can explain to you conclusively what the soul refers to, what the spirit refers to. Now we find today's world, 7 billion plus people, 6 billion plus people astray. Why are they asleep? وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. They are worshipping besides Almighty Allah. Somebody is worshipping idols, somebody is worshipping people, somebody is worshipping some other creation. So when people worship anybody, anything besides Almighty Allah, مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا, that which Almighty Allah has not revealed and sent down any proof, authority for it, meaning there's no evidence for that, وَمَا لَيْسَ لَهُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ, and they have no knowledge of it. How can one creation worship another creation? It's a simple thing. There's one creator, and when he alone is the creator, then he alone is worthy of worship. لا إله إلا الله لا معبود بحق إلا الله. Truly, there's none worthy of worship but he, Almighty Allah. Never ever was it allowed to worship anybody else or anything else. And then Muhammadur Rasulullah, and then we follow the teaching, preaching of the Master Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the creation, he was, he is, he will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah. So these people who are mushrikeen, idol worshippers, and polytheists, or the kuffar, they reject the articles of faith. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِن نَصِيرٍ, and remember, for these people who are the oppressors, transgressors, there is no helper at all for them. Today we have very, very important news for you, so let's start. Russia would love, we say. So remember, number one, Putin says they're going to have a referendum in 3 or 4 different regions, and those technically now they belong to Ukraine, but he's going to have a referendum. He knows how to play his cards. So the people who stay in these 3-4 regions, majority are Russians, and remember, definitely he knows it's a foregone conclusion that they will vote that we want to be part of Russia. So United Nations says you are allowed your self-determination. So why are you, America and allies, making so much noise? The people themselves said they want to be part of Russia. So that is what will happen. And then you will see Russia is expanding. And remember that Ukraine and the allies are getting tired now. Their money is getting less. And now there's still the winter months are going to come where Europe will collapse almost, and so forth. So that's one. Then we go to Iran. Now you see, let me explain to you about Iran. I was there in 2013. A very, very historic country. So many things to learn there and so forth. But you must remember that since the Iranian Revolution, not Islamic Revolution, Iranian Revolution took place, they imposed so many things upon the men and the women. Now the women are fed up, you must remember. They're taking their headscarves and taking it and removing it and burning it, and the momentum is increasing. They have big, big marches in Mashhad and Tehran and various cities and places. So I want to pose one question to the Iranian authorities. First, we say you're non-Muslim. Be clear on that issue. We say Shias are non-Muslim. That's our first point. Why are they non-Muslim? Because they reject the beloved Sahaba. They curse Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an, and the mother Sayyidina Siddiqa Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. It's an academic discussion, but this is easy for you to understand. The greatest people after the prophets and messengers, remember, they say they are non-Muslim. So we say, nay, they are the greatest Muslims after the prophets and messengers alayhi salam, and you are non-Muslim. Now one side, you the Iranian authority, you the Ayatullah and Hujjatullah and thus and so forth, you want to impose upon your ladies, right, the headscarf and headgear and what have you. So my question to you is, Khomeini la'anahullah. So remember, Allah's curse is on him. He's not a Muslim, Umar Khomeini. He's out of the fold of Islam. So Khomeini's grandson wanted to meet me. I told him, me, I don't meet you. We don't have time for people like you. So nevertheless, the point I wanted to make is this. I have the book. They gave it to me. The book is called Tawdihul Masail. So I'm giving you the book. And remember, it's printed in Iran. I saw it there and they gave me a copy also. also. And there Khomeini writes, you can make mut'ah prostitution for 1 hour. So when you cheapen your women so much already that they can just go and have an alliance and sleep with a Tom, and then they can sleep with Dick, and then they can sleep with Harry, and they can sleep with whoever they want. So as long as there is consent both sides and the price is agreed on, the time is agreed on. So what are you promoting? Remember that. So you are promoting the worst form of immorality. Two things the Kufar Shias have done, which no religion has done. Hindus didn't do that. Buddhas didn't do that. The Jews, Christians didn't do that. One is promote prostitution in the name of mut'ah. Second one, lying. Absolutely, you can lie. And they call it taqiyya. They say taqiyya tis'atu a'shari deenina is 90% of our deen. I got over 100 books of theirs. They gave me. You must remember that. So therefore, we say that you can't impose upon them this when you yourself have made them prostitutes. So think about it properly, you Iranian authorities. Then from there, we go to India. Now you see what is India doing. You Muslims, you need to wake up in all parts of the world. And you Arab tenpot dictators, haramis, building temples for them there in the Arab countries. So you must remember that. I give you three things which you don't even know, majority. You see, I've been to Mauritius 5-6 times. So Mauritius has very much few islands and so forth. So in one secret island there, India, you know Modi, and you know the BJP and RSS, and you know Mauritius is also, remember, majority Hindu. So now they're building a military base. Obviously, they are not telling the people and so forth. So they're expanding. So they want, you must remember that the expansion, you understand, policy, that the BJP's policy must go to Africa and so forth, and the RSS and so forth. You go and read, you, the non-Muslim, go and read the Guardian newspaper, and they got nothing to do with Islam. And who are the BJP? Who are the RSS? These are non-Muslims, and go see what they write and so forth. Now there are raging battles going on there in Leicester. We've been to Leicester 3-4 times. You must remember, go study the history of Leicester. You will find the Hindus, the Muslims were living in peace, in harmony, coexisting for 60, 70 years. But the BJP will send their agents there and, remember, instigate all the problems and so forth. Now you see of the Muslim guards, you see harming the Muslims. So what do you think the Muslims are going to do? Remember, they will also be defending themselves. Anybody comes to cause us trouble, so we also will retaliate. We're not going to sit as lame ducks and so forth. So this is what the BJP wants, that they must be superior and Muslims must be treated as second, third, fourth class citizens, as they are doing there in India. So it's a sad, sad state of affairs. Yes, but the tragedy of all this, the Muslim countries, and you must remember the Arab countries, all lining up with them. Yesterday, the one where message went viral, that one, a pandit of theirs, or leader of theirs, whatever you want to call, he say, "Ek bhi madrasa nahi hona chahiye." You must not have one madrasa, one school, one Muslim school. You must take them all, burn them, demolish them, finish them up, and put these radical Muslims in detention centers, concentration camps. That's what it means. Like what they did, you must remember, and are doing there in Xinjiang, there in China. Openly he said it. So I'm asking you, yet you forgot the 700 years rule of Muslims, the Muslim contribution, who they gave their lives for independence. So all these issues. Yes. Then we can't forget the Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist regime. You must remember that. So they always in the mix and so forth. You see, they went inside the house, inside the office of the Imam of Majidul Aqsa. They can go to anybody's house and just say, "We want to come inside." You don't allow, they bash your house or break everything. And they can go into any office. They can steal your computers. They're haramis, these people. Therefore, Allah Ta'ala, and if you don't know what harami means, it means a B with a capital B. So it is for Allah cursed them in so many places in the Quran. So wake up, O Muslims, and then our beloved country. So what happens there? So you see, when we went to school, then you learn pentagon, then you learn hexagon, then you learn octagon. So now for South Africa, the person who did it, well done. So he drew the map of South Africa. He says, South Africa, power gone. You understood? So there was no power in South Africa. Today is 24th of Safar. My mother passed away 25 years ago on 24th Safar. Allah grant our parents Jannatul Firdaus. Make dua for all of them. Jee.
The question says, Ustad, why do some human beings say they own things knowing fully well they are limited edition themselves, Ustad?
Remember, that is the downfall of human beings. You, my brother, sister, you should be reading chapter 100, verses 6, 7, and 8. Innal insana li rabbihi lakanood. Beshak ye insan apne rab ke bohot hi na shukar hai. Definitely, verily, this human being is very ungrateful, very unthankful to Almighty Allah. And he bears testimony to that. Wa innahu ala dhalika la shaheed. So the sickness, the illness is ingratitude, unthankfulness. What is the cause? Wa innahu li hubbil khayri la shadeed. Verily, this human being, he's madly in love with the wealth. You ask the queen who died, you ask, oh, Charles and his chameleon, right? How much more you want now? You stole from so many countries. Chor bazaar, you understood? So if you don't know what is chor bazaar, the stealing that took place way in Africa and Asia and India and all these places and in the Caribbean, but they want more and more. So that is the innate quality in human being, the inherent quality. He can't say enough. He wants more and more. Illa mashallah, except few people are exempted.
I've got a question from Zambia, Ustad. It says, Mufti Sab, my son is on a life support machine for 2 months already, and we are told that he is brain dead, and we need to switch off the machine by Friday. His nails and hair is extremely long. Can we clip and shave his hair before we switch the machine off, Ustad?
You can do that now whilst he's alive. In Islam, brain dead does not mean dead. There's only one definition of death in Islam. That is when the ruh, the soul, the spirit leaves the body, then that person is dead. My advice to you will be, all this is unnecessary pain you are causing him. So do everything today. Clip the nails, remove the unwanted hair, everything, and tell them to remove the ventilator. I did it for my brother in 2002. So you must remember, and in the interim you do so and say, Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu fa ahyihi. Ya Allah, if life is better for him, give him life. Wa in kanatil wafatu khayran lahu fa tawaffahu. And Ya Allah, if death is better, then give death. So my brother, I did that. My mother, she passed away on this day, 24th Safar, and all the time I was there, my father's time I was there, my mother's time I was there, my brother's time I was there. So with all with Allah's help and Allah's mercy, so I'm telling you that remove, don't ever think the ventilator is keeping her alive. Yuhyi wa yumit. Allah alone gives life and Almighty Allah gives death. So remove, clip the nails, remove unwanted hair, tell doctor pull off that ventilator. We don't want all these things now. Let nature take its course and make dua and give out charity. That is my advice to all of you there in Lusaka, Zambia, Chipata, wherever you are.
I've got a Maverick. He says, morning to you guys. AK, why don't you speak of how many people y'all killed and how many Americans died in the 9/11? Maverick, Ustad.
Maverick, you're a maverick character. So let's give you a lesson of history. How many people America killed in Hiroshima? How many people America, the super terrorists, murdered and killed in Nagasaki? How many million you killed dead or based on a lie in Iraq? 1 million plus. And your Secretary of State, you must remember what they said. They said that Jutli, the Jewess, dispatched straight to hell, Madeleine Albright, she said it's worth it to kill and murder 500,000 children. How many million thousand you killed there in Vietnam? I went to Vietnam, Saigon also. I saw what you did there. Must I carry on with the list? What you are doing now in Palestine, murdering the Palestinians, your support, their therefore Israel is supporting them. Since when 9/11 was carried out by Muslims? You must be a fool to believe that. You must remember. You think these Afghanis and this Osama and all of them, they could pull off a job like that? So you must remember, go watch all the slow motion and how the building fell and so forth. So Maverick, before you throw stones at the Muslims, so go ask yourself how many Americans you murdered, how many Muslims the Americans murdered and killed in their 20 years stay in Afghanistan. Innocent children you were bombing and killing. So all this is your history. You are a nation with blood on your hands. You are war criminals. Remember that. So Maverick, you better go study some history before you look at everything like Dajjal with one eye, my
Allahu
brother.
Akbar. He says, I rest my case, Ustad.
I'll put you in a suitcase, my brother, and send you back to America.
Allah, Ustad, does your stepfather's brother become your mahram, Ustad?
So you must remember that when your stepfather, so he becomes your mahram, all the others, nobody become your mahram, meaning that your mother, her husband passed away, your father, or you must remember they divorced or whatever, then your mother remarried. So that person there is stepfather, and now you are the daughter. So in a case like that, the stepfather, after he consummates the marriage with your mother, so then Quran says, in Dakhaltum Bihinna, chapter 4, verse number 23, so in a case like that, what will happen is, he will become your mahram, not his brothers and all of them.
Sister Irene wants to know, what does Islam says? Can I donate my organs after death? Irene, Ustad.
Not permissible. Remember that after death, not permissible. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to Almighty Allah and unto Almighty Allah we return. So you cannot bequeath my sister Irene and say my kidneys and my eyes and my cornea and what have you and so forth must go to ABC, XYZ or to the hospital or clinic or what have you. Islam does not allow that. But my sister Irene, on this, there is difference of opinion among the jurists and scholars of Islam. You, my sister Irene, I don't know you, right? I don't know your family, but you're 30, 35 years old and so forth, plus minus. You have 2-3 children. You have a wonderful husband. Allah forbid is an example I'm giving so you understand what I'm trying to explain to you. One of them needs a kidney, and your kidney matches with their kidney, right? So in a case like that, our verdict, our fatwa is it is permissible when it is a life and death situation, not for aesthetic reasons and cosmetic reasons and so forth, and there's no selling of organs and buying of organs. Other jurors and scholars, our seniors, they say that also is not permissible. So we say that is precaution and better to abstain. But if a person does so during their lifetime and as a last resort, then that would be acceptable and permissible.
I see Gideon. He says, AK Gideon here. I want to know, is court marriages allowed in Islam, especially having multiple wives? How does the ownership of goods be split as it now belongs to more than one wife? Gideon, you remember me? AK Ustad.
I remember very well. You must read the articles of Gideon Levy. He writes very good in the Haaretz. You got it, Gideon? So make a note there. You must read all the articles written by Gideon Levy. He is a wonderful writer in the Haaretz newspaper. And one day I read an article of his. He said the settlers, to call them the settlers there in the rogue apartheid terrorist regime of Israel. He doesn't use that terms, but I'm using it now. So he says that I can't even call them human beings. They are subhuman. So therefore, you steal everything. So what can we call you? We can't even call you a human being. So therefore, I say one settler, one bullet will settle many issues. Now you, my brother Gideon, let us go to the scriptures. Let us go to your scripture, Torah. Let us go to Injil, right? Gospel of the Christians. So now you speak about in your very flag of Israel. It's a white flag, a blue line on top, blue line at the bottom. That also you want to steal. Min al-Furati ila Nil, from the Euphrates River, right up to River Nile, which is all Muslim territory basically. But you just grab and steal. You know how it goes in Israel. Israel. And Uncle Sam is there to back you up in the Washington, in the White House. Let's carry on. So in between the two white blue lines, what you have, my brother, you have the Star of David. So you go to your Torah and see David, how many wives he had, and your Bible, your Torah will say how many concubines. We don't use that word, but you'll use it. And remember Solomon, King Solomon, King David. We say these are mighty, mighty prophets and messengers. I'm quoting from you, from your book. They had 100 wives, 100 concubines. In your Torah, go and see what is written in your Talmud and so forth. So, my brother, Islam says that every prophet messenger got married, and Jesus, peace be upon him, when he descends the second coming, he will get married, he will have children, he will pass away a natural death in Medina Munawwara. Only Yahya alayhi salam, John the Baptist, never got married. Hasura wa nabiyya min as-salihin, Quran says. So Islam allows us to get married up to 4 wives, but it's not carte blanche, it is conditions. Yesterday a brother told me I want to get married. I told him you can't get married. So he asked why. I say you can't do justice with one wife. What justice you gonna do with 2, 3, 4 wives? Quran says, my brother, Gideon chapter 4, verse number 3, for in khiftum Allah ta'dilu fa wahida. When you fear you cannot do justice to 2, 3, 4 wives, then you remain with the one wife only. Old is gold. Chapter 4, verse 3. So let's assume and presume, my brother Gideon, I only have one wife, right? So I got 2 wives, 3 wives, 4 wives. So we say that in South African context, the nikah that the imam, the sheikh, the maulana, whoever, he will perform the nikah, the ceremony. But you know all the politics, so whether our marriages are recognized, not recognized, all that debatable. So we tell the Muslim people, go and register your marriage, ANC. Nothing to do with a political party. ANC, anti-nuptial contract, excluding the accrual system, and then you draw up your will. So let's say, my brother Gideon, that I have 2 wives, right? So if it's one wife and I have a child, children, then she inherits 12.5%. If there are 2 wives, then 6.25%. And during my lifetime, when I spend time with them, it must be equally, especially at night. When I give money, gifts, whatever, it must be equal as far as possible. So Islam is based on justice, my brother Gideon.
I've got here Roger. He says that you said that the Taliban looked well after Yvonne Ridley. So why don't you talk of the sister that they have her now in captive? She's got the rights for human rights. I'm disappointed in your people, AK. Please, let's be just. Ustad, Roger.
You see, my brother Roger, again, when you study Islam, I'm not a spokesperson or anyone for Taliban, but we must look at the truth. When you study things with a jaundiced eye, I show you, Roger, a red apple. And you, I ask you, what's the color? You tell me yellow. So what must I tell you now? So you got yellow jaundice, and now therefore everything seems yellow to you. Now let me give you some history, geography. You see, Afghanistan's original name is Khurasan, okay? 275, 276 years, the name was changed to Afghanistan and by Ahmad Shah Abdali. You got that first? The only people who conquered Afghanistan were Sahaba, the beloved students, companions of the Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Usman, radiallahu anh, Amir Muawiyah, radiallahu anh. You British came thrice to steal, and they got the good threshing. So Macmillan said in the early 60s, first law of politics, never invade Afghanistan. Then the Russians came in 79. They stayed 10 years, got the good threshing and a whooping, and the whole of the Soviet Union disintegrated. Then the Yankees came, the Americans came, and Craig and all you characters, Maverick and so forth. So to steal the lithium and so forth there, 20 years they stayed, got the good thrashing whipping. Even Trump said the worst defeat in the history of America. Yvonne Ridley, non-Muslim. They treated her so well, and remember, she embraced Islam, she defends them. One Australian brother came, and now when 1 year passed, white guy, he embraced Islam, everything, and he came there, he said, I'm with Taliban. These are whites, we're not speaking of Indians or so, who embrace Islam, one male, one female, and so forth. Now this lady, yeah, you speak about her, Nadima Noor. Noor means radiant effulgence. There's no Noor in her, remember that. Why? She comes here as a comedian. First and foremost, that is she an agent of the West? Yes, she's an agent of the West. Is she dedicated to Islam? No, she's not dedicated to Islam. When you come as a comedian, as a male or female in Islam, we condemn you. In Islam, there's no such thing as comedian. When a person wants to make a mockery of Islam, see what Allah himself says, my brother Roger. Our constitution is Quran. And then the elaboration, explanation, remember by the Prophet, peace be upon him. I give you one verse, Roger. You make a note of it. Chapter number 9, verse 65. When you ask them, why are you making all these jokes and all this comedy and satire? They say, no. Innama kunna nakhudu wa nal'ab. We're just entertaining and playing. Qul, say ya Rasulullah. O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, abillah, with Almighty Allah, wa ayatihi, with his verses, wa rasulihi, and the messenger, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kuntum tastazi'un, you're mocking and you're scoffing. La ta'taziru, do not give any excuses. Qad kafartum ba'da imanikum, once you start mocking and you start scoffing, ridiculing anything of Islam, you are non-Muslim. After you had Iman, chapter after you had faith, chapter 9, verses 65, 66, therefore we condemn the people who invited her, we condemn the people who promote her, and we say to our mother's sisters, it's haram and not permissible to attend her programs. It's a money-making gimmick. They know South Africa people are gullible, and they are very generous and so forth. She got nothing to do with Islam. She, the Shias and all, they belong to one category. You must remember that out of the fold of Islam. So that is where we stand, my brother Roger. Don't study with a jaundiced eye, Roger. Okay, finish now. I have to run quickly. I give you the programs for today. 8:30 to 9, Dr. Harun Abbasi. 11 to 12, with Mona Arafat, The Bliss of Marriage. 1 to 2, The Tafsir of Noble Quran. Today is Wednesday afternoon. Make special dua for all the people of the Ummah, make dua for my mother, parents, she passed away today, and remember for all our marhumin. Barakallahu
fiqh. Ustad, Viraj in Yuvraj wants to know where can they get an English copy Quran in Durban. Maybe
go to IG Hussein, or just Google it, and remember Quran Made Easy is in two volumes by Quran, Quran Made Easy, and you will see this person's name is there, Mufti Afzal Hussein. Hussein, my spelling, his spelling is the same. He passed away. Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. H-O-O-S-E-N. You know, IG Hussein. So they got everything there. You go and contact them, okay? Right, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was our beloved.